97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So glad you could join us today. My guest is Jill McCullough, who is the Communications Director for Performance Auto Mall. Jill, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yes, thank you, because we have exciting stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yes, Jill, you're with Performance Auto Mall, and I understand that Performance Auto Mall is going to be moving. That's big. Let's talk about that.
That is big, huge
news.
Yes. So we're excited about it, and we want all of you to be excited about it as well. So excited that we get to carry you along in our evolution.
Yeah, the evolution. Yeah. Jill, Performance Auto Mall, for our audience, they've always heard Gerald Ramoyne say, wow, performance. Are we still going to be hearing him say, wow, after you move?
You absolutely will. He is our market area vice president. So he is we're carrying him along with us, too. Actually, he's carrying all of us along with him, I should say.
Good for Gerald. Right. Jill, why is Performance Auto Mall making this move?
Well, because we have been so wonderfully successful here in the Chapel Hill community that we have just simply outgrown our space.
Oh, outgrown the space.
Yes.
Okay. Where will you be moving to?
We will be moving to the new Hendrick South Point Auto Mall out of the streets at South Point in Durham.
Okay.
So just, what is that, 5 miles down the road?
5 miles down the road. Why did you pick that location?
Because it is just such a happening and wonderful area, and it's also near Chapel Hill, so we're not moving very far, just a few miles. Like I said, they had the property available so that we could expand, so that we could have brand new facilities that are wonderful and updated and state-of-the-art, so that, you know, we look as good as we feel we are.
There we are. Now, I'm thinking South Point. I'm thinking there. I've seen some auto stores, for lack of a better word, autos there. Are you there already in partial, or is that a completely different company?
No, Hendrick already has an auto mall out at South Point, and they have the Hendrick Buick Chevrolet GMC store. They have Mercedes-Benz of Durham, and they also have Porsche South Point. And so Porsche used to be at our Chapel Hill facility on 15501. They moved in October of 2015, and they were the third store to join the Hendrick South Point Auto Mall.
Okay.
So the Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC store, Cadillac store, I keep leaving them out.
Okay.
They were the first to go out there, and they were originally located in downtown Durham.
Okay.
And Mercedes-Benz of Durham is actually a new Mercedes Point here in the Triangle area. So they joined second. And then, like I said, Porsche went out in October of 2015.
This all sounds so luxury.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful and wonderful when we're all out there. So it's going to really be a sight to behold.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one-stop shopping for the Triangle for really all of your vehicle needs.
All of these vehicles. When do you think it's going to be finished?
So all of the performance stores that are currently on 15501 should be there by end of March, early April of 2018, so about a year from now.
All right. And there's room for expansion. You said you ran out of space here in Chapel Hill. It still has room to grow bigger and bigger out at the South Point location?
Absolutely. That's one of the most exciting things about it.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you, when I say you, I mean Performance Auto Mall, are a staple in Chapel Hill. I mean, for years, everyone knows Gerald, everyone knows his ads. What do you think is going to happen to your Chapel Hill group if they say now, when I say group, I mean customers, when it's time to get the car fixed? Do they have to go to South Point now? I guess they'll have to, yes?
Well, yes, absolutely. But like I said, it's 5 miles down the road, so it's very convenient. We also have concierge service, so that if you don't want to make the drive out to South Point, then we have that service available that you can call and set it up through our customer service department. And they will actually schedule a time for somebody to come grab your car, take it out to the new facility, fix it, and return it to you. So
what?
You should not be inconvenienced whatsoever. But like I said, it's 5 miles down the road, so it's not very far anyway.
That's true.
So we feel like that we're still going to be as true to Chapel Hill as we ever were.
Right. Well, during this move, how are you going to be telling the world that you're moving, other than this show that you're airing right now? How is the world going to know that you're moving?
Well, we are developing a landing page, and it's live now, but it doesn't have the information on it yet. It's performanceautomall.com. So that website is going to be transitioned to an evolution splash page. So you'll be able to go to it at any time and be able to navigate to our manufacturer sites, Acura, BMW, Subaru, and Porsche,
yes,
to be able to view inventory, schedule service, and do everything that you can currently do. But that Auto Mall domain is going to be just for the move to South Point. So you're actually going to be able to watch those stores being built so that you get to move with us and evolve with us and watch it all happen. And we want to take you with us. And that's what that website's going to be all about, is so that it doesn't just, you don't just wake up one day and say, oh my gosh, performance is no longer here.
Yes.
You go with us. You get to experience the entire evolution.
Sounds well planned to me. Yeah.
I certainly hope so. You know, it's going to be a labor of love for sure.
And will you keep the same name when you go make your move?
We will not. So just a little bit of history about performance is that in give or take a year, just so don't hold me to it, but it's going to be around 1985, Hendrick bought the current property that's on 15501. All right.
Okay.
And then in 1986, they built the Acura store as it is currently positioned on the 15501 property. During that time, Hendrick was a much smaller company than it is now. And a lot of the stores were run autonomously by the general managers who were hired to manage those properties. And so our properties were called Performance Acura, Performance BMW, Performance Subaru, and at that time, Performance Porsche as well. And we even had a Saturn store there at the time. It was Saturn of Chapel Hill,
yeah.
Right? So, and then we collectively called ourselves Performance Auto Mall. So now that Hendrick is this large and wonderful company now with about 100 dealerships, they're creating a very consistent corporate image so that no matter what Hendrick store you go into, you know it's a Hendrick store, and you can tell that by the culture. You can tell that by what the facility looks like, that it's beautiful, it's state-of-the-art, it's well-maintained, and by the employee attire. So we all now, if you visit us at Performance, we are wearing Hendrick uniforms.
Oh, my goodness. That makes sense.
Right?
All right.
So now coming to not only the evolution of the facility, the evolution of what we call ourselves. So Performance Acura becomes Hendrick Acura South Point. Performance BMW becomes Hendrick BMW South Point. Performance Subaru becomes Hendrick Subaru South Point.
Perfect.
So we get to carry that wonderful branded Hendrick image with us as well as part of our evolution.
That's been very well thought out. And to our audiences, I'm looking at Jill right now. She's wearing a Hendrick automotive shirt. And the scarf goes with it.
The Hendrick scarf.
That's a Hendrick scarf.
It's a Hendrick scarf as well.
My friends, they are serious.
I am very well branded here.
Amazing. Jill, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about this move, this fabulous move to become Hendrick Auto Mall.
Hendrick South Point Auto Mall.
South Point Auto Mall.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Jill McCullough, who is the Communications Director for Performance Auto Mall. We've been talking about the big move coming up for Performance Auto Mall from Chapel Hill to the South Point area, where you currently have cars located now. Jill, what's going to happen to your current Chapel Hill location after you move?
Well, the property has been sold, and it is going to become Wegmans Grocery.
Ooh.
I know. I've had lots of people. They're really excited about that.
Yes. For those in our audience who may be Chapel Hillians who've never heard of Wegmans, what can you tell them about Wegmans and what to look forward to from your perspective?
So I can only tell you what I've heard from people who have been excited that they're coming to the community, mm-hmm. and that it's an upscale grocery store that has a fabulous wine selection. So all I keep hearing about is this ultimate wine wine selection.
Really?
So, yes, I've never visited one myself because I believe they're primarily located in the Northeast.
Exactly, New York, around that area. Yes.
So I don't know a lot about them, but like I said, people who are from that area who have moved down here to the Chapel Hill area are really excited to have them.
Now, will they use any part of the construction that you have now, or are they going to tear it down, demolish it, and start all over?
To my knowledge, that the existing property will be demolished, and then Wegman will rebuild from scratch there.
Oh, my goodness. So, stand by for that.
Yes.
What about all your employees right now are in Chapel Hill? What's going to happen to them?
They are going to go with us because, remember, this is a move of expansion. So, you know, the only reason we're moving is because we've just simply outgrown our current facility. And, you know, we don't have enough parking, for example.
Oh.
In 1998, when I went to work at Performance, we had about 100 employees, and I think we sold 150 to 175 cars a month. Now we have 330 employees, and we sell around 400 cars a month. So that's a lot of growth.
That's huge.
That's a lot of growth.
Yeah.
So we have to expand and go to a larger property that can support the growth that we've experienced, thanks in large part to the community here that we've been with for all these years. So the employees are going with us, and then we're obviously going to be expanding our personnel. So Hendrick is a wonderful organization to work for. So I have to get my recruitment plug in now, right? So if you want to join an award-winning team, then start looking for employment opportunities as this expansion comes to fruition in first quarter of next year.
Can you tell me at a high level, Jill, what jobs would be available? Does everybody have to be a mechanic, a sales rep, accounting? What kind of jobs would you be looking for?
All of the above. So obviously, if we're going to a larger facility, then we're going to be selling and servicing even more cars. So if you do have technical experience and, you know, you want to be, if you're an automotive technician, you want to work for a great company like Hendrick, then that's a great opportunity. We will be hiring product specialists or sales advisors. And so that'll be a good one. Accounting, we do have consolidated accounting in the area. They're always looking for really great team members as well. Marketing, I'm in charge of marketing. So since we will be growing, I'm going to be looking for people to join the marketing team. So really the sky is the limit, and we'll have lots of open positions for people to take a look at.
Will that start after the move? Or will we be looking now?
No, we will probably start looking. We're always looking for great people, but we'll probably start that recruitment campaign in fourth quarter of this year because we're going to want to have people in place for when we actually do open so that we hit the ground running and that we provide exceptional service once the doors do open and we have that fun grand opening.
The grand opening. Are you in charge of that?
I will not be in charge of that. We have a wonderful lady down at our corporate office in Charlotte who does an amazing job putting together grand opening events.
Yes.
So she managed the one that we had at Porsche South Point it was last March, so a year ago. And it was probably one of the most beautiful events I've ever attended.
That is exciting. Stand by.
And Mr. Hendrick attends those grand opening events. So he comes in person because he is an amazing leader. He's heavily involved. He doesn't miss a grand opening if at all possible because he wants to be there not only to show support for his team members, his employees, but also for the community that we're either newly joining or, as in our case, that we're just simply expanding into.
Yes.
So he's an amazing person.
This sounds like so much fun. Sounds so exciting.
It is very exciting. It's probably one of the most exciting times that I've been through during my employment with the company.
Yes, yes. Well, now I'm sure our audience is wondering, someone's going to ask, how do you move all those cars from your current location to the new location, Jill?
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. So we will probably drive them there since it's only about 5 miles, just straight down 40. We will probably have a caravan and we will drive them all down there.
So the 350 employees can all jump into a car and drive them all down. That sounds like
fun. It's going to be interesting. And keeping in mind that a lot of our inventory is already out at South Point now, just because, again, the facility has gotten really tight for us, that we have a satellite lot out there. And so a large percentage of our inventory is already there. It's
already
been taken.
There. Oh, my gosh. Everything is planned.
Yep.
I see a big worksheet in the sky,
yeah.
A project plan. Oh,
Hendrick has have really great project planners. This is what they do.
Let's talk about your companies giving to the community? Because you mentioned you're very big in the community, being Performance Auto Mall. What do you do in the community, and will you continue to do it when you move?
Absolutely. So we love partnering with our community. It's in our business model. It's in our philosophy. It's the right thing to do. You must always support the people around you. You support your community, and you partner with them. And so we've done that in Chapel Hill, again, since I've been there since 1998. And so we're going to expand that as well. So, you know, that support that we've shown to the Chapel Hill community will remain, and then we will actually expand that into the community that we're growing into, because we certainly, again, want to be great partners with any of our surrounding communities.
Is that part of the mission of Performance, soon to be Hendrick? Because it just seems like it's in your fiber to be giving to the community.
It is in our mission, and it's in Hendrick's mission. They're a great and giving organization. It's in our market area vice president's personal philosophy, Gerald Ramoyne. I know everybody knows him as the wow man. So, you know, he's the one who not only allows but actually encourages us to do in the community is to give back. So he's a wonderful man, and like I said, not only are we going to continue doing what we've always done, but we'll expand it into our new community.
See, that's something for the community to look forward to. You're helping others so much.
Yes.
We got about 30 seconds left. Tell me what you like about working with Performance.
It is always fun and exciting. So in the car business, you're never finished. It is, as soon as, you know, the first day of the month happens, you hit the reset button, it all starts over, you update your websites, you get your advertising out there. On the 31st, you breathe a sigh of relief for about 30 seconds.
The
next day, it all starts over again.
Oh, my goodness.
So for somebody like me that I love to go 100 miles an hour all the time, it's a great business because there's always something new.
Sounds like it's never dull in your life, Jill.
It is never dull, and I love a good adventure.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear some more from Jill McCullough, the Communications Director of Performance Auto Mall. Stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Jill McCullough, who is the Communications Director for Performance Auto Mall. Jill, let's talk about you now, because you seem to know everything there is about this company, Performance Auto Mall. Are you a North Carolina native?
Not only am I a North Carolina native, I'm an Orange County native.
Ooh. Where'd you go to school?
We're rare. So I graduated from Orange High School in 1991, and then I went to UNC Charlotte for undergrad, NC State for graduate school, and then UNC Chapel Hill for a third degree.
The 3 degrees?
Yes.
Cool. Tell us how you managed to get to work for the Performance Auto Mall.
You know, it was happenstance. I finished my master's degree, and I just wanted to take a year off. My plan was to go to UNC Chapel Hill to get a PhD, and I took a year off, and I had a friend who worked at Performance, and Gerald was looking for somebody to do in community involvement. So I went and interviewed with him, and I guess the rest, as they say, is history, because I've been there since November 1998.
Holy smokes. You took a year off. See how fate is?
I know, right?
My goodness. Well, we all hear Gerald's commercials, and we see him on television. We see him at a lot of community events around Chapel Hill, around Orange County. Why don't you give us the skinny? Give us the poop. What's it like working with Gerald Ramoyne?
You know, he is an amazing human being, and I'm not just saying that because he's going to hear this segment. He really is, and because I wouldn't have stayed with a company or with an employer for nearly 19 years if they weren't a really great person. He has always encouraged community support, and that's near and dear to my heart personally as well. He is amazingly supportive. He likes to see people grow and achieve success. So it's just, he has a lot of qualities that you just don't necessarily find in leadership positions anymore. He truly, truly cares.
See, I want to echo that by saying, when Gerald interviewed with me about 2 or 3 years ago for this program, when he left, Jill, in my heart, I felt I had just met a very humble man, a very thankful man, and a man who wants to give back, a family man. He said that 365 days of the year, he's focused on Performance Auto Mall.
And that is true.
Oh,
he
my
gets up
gosh.
At four, and I know he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning because he starts emailing me at 4 o'clock.
Oh
in the morning.
My gosh! Oh my
because
gosh!
Because he's always working, and he cares so much again about the success of the dealership because. Yes. It has to be successful in order for the employees to be successful. And he cares about each and every individual who works there.
He loves his job.
He loves his job.
You love your job.
I do.
And sounds like you both respect Hendrick, who is, I guess, Mr. Big in this discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, my
great
gosh.
Company.
Sounds like a great company. To our audience, please check out The Move. It's going to be on the website. What is the website, Jill?
PerformanceAutoMall.com.
Performance, or it could be easier, PerformanceAutoMall.com.
Yes.
And the name is going to change, but stick with that until it gets there.
Yes.
Jill, I can't thank you enough for coming in and talking to us about the fabulous Performance Auto Mall. Before I end, though, very quickly, who is your biggest competitor?
Oh, gosh. There are so many wonderful automotive companies out there that, you know, I can't name them all.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just they are, yeah.
But I
wonderful.
Think you guys are stars. And there we are.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest has been the lovely Jill McCulloch, who is the Communications Director for Performance Auto Mall. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.